The end of Parshas Matos, you have the story of the Menigot of Meruvin. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they would like to get the land of Eifer HaYarden for themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu understood them to mean that they're not going to fight, and he rebukes them. They said, fine, that's not what we meant. We meant that we're going to build places for our Gidrus son near the Miknenu, in Pasuk Tezayin. We're going to build places to put our flocks, Varim Latapenu, and cities for our children, and then we will go to fight. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he responds back in Pasuk of Dalad, he changes the order. And he says, build yourselves cities for your children and corrals for your flock. So Rashi says from Chazal that he told them that was incorrect. So it's the Iker versus Tofel. Tofel, you've made the flocks the Iker and the children the Tofel, and that's incorrect. So change the order. So obviously, when I go to Reuven, we're talking about the Dordea. They didn't stam their Bali Tiber for a moment. There was a mistake that they made. Maybe we can understand the mistake that they made. So Shiver Gifter points out, Chazal actually say, there's a concept, that Tzadikim is when Moedim is Chavar Lehem Yosem Yigufa, that the Yaakov Avinu goes back for Pachin Patanim. So Chazal say that there's such a thing as it's Tzadik, his money is more dear to him than his own life. So that's what, you know, so maybe it's more different than his own life and his children's life. Where was the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the mistake? So what's understanding? The understanding is that a person, everything Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person is part of his chelik of avoida. The same person gives a person an arm, and this way he can put on tefillin and do mitzvahs with his hands. The arm isn't himself. That's not his being. Person loses an arm, he still is a human being. He still has a neshama. He still has his self. He still has his mind. But the arm facilitates and allows him to accomplish certain things in his life. The person has a foot. The person has every part of his body, which, even the inner organs, you say, well, he can't live without them. That's true, but you can't say he is, without a stomach, a person doesn't live. That doesn't mean he has a stomach. The stomach is he, right? The human being exists independent of all these items. The Bereshit gave all these items to the human being to be able to accomplish what the human being is supposed to accomplish. Similarly, the Bereshit gave to the human being money and the chosim and property to be able to accomplish what he's supposed to accomplish. The Bereshit gave it to us because we could do something with it. So Tzadik says, well, if that's true, I want to make sure that I do with it what I'm supposed to do. Your money is given to you for that purpose. Your children are not given to you that they're yours. You do not owe your own children. Your children are bekodim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are supposed to help them, facilitate them becoming who they're supposed to become. And then the person should never define himself by the accomplishments of his children. That's not a fair criteria of who he is. Comes along, they go to Meruvah and says, well, but my money is, the person gave me this money, means that I have a purpose when I'm supposed to have this money. That is part of my tachlis. My children are not part of my tachlis in a certain sense. There are hechatims that Bereshit gave me to give them something. I'm their keli more than they're my keli. They have to accomplish something, and one of the kelim they have to accomplish is that they were given parents who are good, parents which are difficult, parents, you know, whatever their avodah is supposed to accomplish, their parents are part of their keli. So I'm their keli, not their mine. When it comes to my tzoyin, those are my keli. Those are things which I'm going to use to accomplish. So Reuven said, okay, they go first. Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that the flip side of this is that you define yourself by your wealth. The only way the tzaddik works is he understands, the reason why it works for tzaddik is he understands, I am what I am, regardless whether I have an arm or don't have an arm. I don't lose any self-respect and any sort of being with an arm or without an arm. I don't lose any self-respect, self-being, whether I have money or not. Yes, the same way I understand an arm is important because it allows me to accomplish things. Therefore, money is very important also because it allows me to accomplish things. But if I don't have it, I don't have it. So when you start focusing on the value of the money, what can it do for you, and how much it is important to you as a person, the person who gave it to you for a reason, you're able to start defining yourself by the money. And that's when Bnei Reuven made a mistake. That they allowed that to be some element of definition. And Moshe Rabbeinu said that now you've made it into an ikur, and it's not an ikur. It's not a part of your definition any more than your children are part of your definition. And as soon as you understand it's not part of your definition, in a certain sense, children go first. Have a good Shabbos.